the Joe and Alex Show on radio now. And the number to call in for this discussion is 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Ladies or guys that know what Alex is talking about, please, because she brought this up and I'm clueless.
Is the Instagram aesthetic over?
Huh?
The famous, like, all your posts coordinate with each other. They're in the same theme. Yeah. You always find perfect Instagram walls. Mm-hmm. The Atlantic just did a massive piece that dropped yesterday that I know all these influencers were sharing with each other.
Like on the edge of my seat right now.
Yes, this is so juicy and so interesting to me. So apparently, according to The Atlantic, millennials have completely now started to abandon like carefully staged, color corrected, glossy looking Instagram photos. Like, they're sick of bright walls, they're sick of avocado toast, they're sick of all of that, like the perfect picture, like sitting in your car with your Starbucks cup. Right. They hate it. Apparently there has been a shift. Well, millennials are who started this trend.
Right.
But now it's what I meant to say was Gen Z hates it, and so they actually like super real, not polished, nothing matches Instagram pictures. And so Instagram now is changing, and people that post with the colored walls and all this stuff, they're starting to see that their posts aren't performing well because people don't care. And basically, because everyone was posting the same way, everyone had these colored walls and this color coordinated stuff, everything started blending in with each other. So when you're scrolling through your feed, it wasn't sticking out. And so the posts that stuck out to people to get likes were the ones that were like ugly. And so now Gen Z is wanting people to post ugly pics.
Wow, Alex, this is blowing my mind. 833-JOE-ALEX. Seriously though, what do you think about this? 833-563-2539. Live the web, girl.
I have so many thoughts on this because it has been probably about 6 months or so that I have been so freaking sick and tired of everyone taking a picture of their Starbucks cup with their nails, with their Mercedes driving wheel in the background. Like, all of these fake and staged posts on Instagram, on the stories, on the wall, they're so fake. It's so obvious. It's almost embarrassing. Like, all of these bloggers that I follow, I'm like, fake, 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 fake. And I'm like, how long did you take to post that IG story up? And there is one blogger that I do follow from Charleston, South Carolina, and her IG story is so, she'll have no makeup on, no filter on. She's not there. She's not there like trying to perfectly craft everything. And I love it.
And that's what people are liking, according to The Atlantic. And that's this is a huge publication.
And I swear to you, every single one of my friends from college, all of these girls that were in my sorority and in different sororities, they all have the same filter. There is a thing that you can buy now, and it's a filter preset, and it presets all of the settings that you can do and edits you can make to your photos to make all of it cohesive. And every single photo looks the exact same because every single girl buys this preset. And every single girl's photo looks like kind of grainy and like white and like grayish and bright. Like, it is the same photo over and over and over, and I don't even like them anymore.
So this 15-year-old girl, everything Liv is saying is identical to what one of the girls that were interviewed for this story said. She's 15. Her name is Claire. She said avocado toast and posts on the beach. It's so generic and played out at this point. They said you can Photoshop any girl into that background, and it will be the same post.
Yes.
She said it's not cool to be manufactured anymore. And I was like, oh, no, I'm pissed off because I finally felt like I've been getting somewhere. Like, I've been like, I'll hire a photographer and then we'll go take pictures and I'll plan out outfits and all this. But now, as soon as I finally start getting this and getting like a scheduled photo shoot and all this, now it isn't cool anymore.
No, it's not.
So
it's
now
so
I'm like,
lame.
Are you kidding me? I freaking hate these young kids, these high schoolers. Now you've changed the whole game. So apparently to the younger generation, these, you know, what millennials did, which was hauling our DSLR cameras all around everywhere we go to take these fancy Instagram pictures, they've completely abandoned this. It's over. So if you finally curated your Instagram aesthetic and everything looks perfect, you better freaking quit it now before you are gone and dead and the algorithm eats you alive.
Gen Z is like, y'all are fake and we're not here for it.
Yes. So now I guess, and it's funny because I asked on my Instagram, you can find all of our Instagrams at Joe and Alex Show, by the way, and all of ours are listed there. But on mine, I had just asked on my story like last week, and I was like, what content are you wanting to see from me? Are you wanting to see like curated blogger pictures, fashion outfit pictures, or are you wanting to see real stuff? everyone, it was like 95% of people right. said real. Yep. And I was like, well, good thing that I always look like a garbage pail kid on our Instagram. Woo! I have no makeup. My zits are popping. I'm pale. I haven't done my self-tanner yet this week. So you know what? Soak it in, Instagram.
Hell
soak
yeah.
it in.
Oh, great.
For the win.
I was recording video of Alex and my phone just froze. What happened?
I just took a picture of Alex. If all this is true, then you'll post that to Instagram.
GTFO, pork chop. Coming up next in the garbage, Kanye West has a weird new business venture, and it's not looking good for one of your singing competition shows that you really like.